The legislative session is now over, and now's the time to check your representative's scorecard to see if they represented you. We're looking at their voting record next on Western Life Radio.
Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Check your representative's voting scorecard to see if they represented you. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council goes over the numbers.
The key thing is that a lot of sportsmen, anglers are probably the worst, hunters are a little more passionate about what they do, but we need to get involved and see where our legislators stand on things that affect us. And that's not just fishing and hunting, what effects there are there, but if we don't have clean water to go fishing, no water, no fish. If we don't have places to go fishing, that doesn't help. It's the same with hunting. If we don't have the right habitats and the right stuff for them, and if we don't have places to go hunting, we're kind of up a creek. And so you need to find out exactly where your legislators stand, investigate, and be informed, and participate. So if they're not doing it right, like you said, give them the boot and get somebody in there that's going to support our outdoor values here in Utah. Because we've recognized if you do anything in the outdoors, which is hard not to here, we have to protect those values so we don't lose them. Unfortunately, we're not as bosses. We're not as diligent on our part as we should be, which is every 2 or 4 years we have an opportunity to fire them, and we should fire some. And hold the other one's feet to the ground or to the fire, whichever the case may be, to make sure that they do what's best for our outdoor interests here in Utah.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.